You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening to Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm your host, Kay, and I'm so excited to spend this time with you. Let's kick off today's show with a fantastic track. Today, we're starting off with the song Little Plastic Castle by Annie DeFranco. It's a duet song that is sung by both man and woman. The song starts calmly at the beginning, but the atmosphere changes from the middle of the song. It turns into an exciting and powerful song, and it feels like I'm dancing at a festival at night. Most of all, it's a song that's really charming with a twist of vibes. Let's start with this song, Little Plastic Castle.
From the shape of your shaved head, I recognized your silhouette as you walked out of the sun and sat down. And the sight of your sleepy smile eclipsed all the other people as they paused to sneer at the two girls from out of town. Competition here to see who can be the rudest. And people talk about my image like I come in two dimensions. Like lipstick is a sign of my declining mind. Like what I happen to be wearing the day that someone takes a picture is my new statement for all of womankind. And I wish they could see us now in leather bras and rubber shorts. Some ridiculous new team uniform for some ridiculous new sport. Quick, someone call the girl police and file a report.
Out for good. No. Now you're back and afraid. What do you want me to say? That I am too. Well, you know this is true. So please go to sleep. You terrific beast. Don't you ruin my home. Don't you ruin my home. Thank you.
Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and together we'll explore New Dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.
Welcome back. You're listening to Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. I'm your host, Kay. We just finished off Love Is Enough by Girl Ray from the album Prestige. This song is very funky and has a slight mix of jazz. In addition to that, it has a city pop vibe, making it more attractive and a new song. I hope you had a fun. For the next, I'd like to share one short interview with you. I had some interviews last Friday, and I asked people what they think about paper books and e-textbooks. Let me share the street interview with you. What is your opinion about paper books and electronic books?
Hi, my name is AJ. Paper books are more authentic, I guess, and electronic books are easy to carry. So if you're like a bookworm, it's easy to just keep up with all the book trends and everything. But I'm more like a visual person. I like to like a hands-on person. So I like to have the book itself to be able to concentrate on everything. But yeah, the online book is not really for me. Even though it's good for textbooks, they're cheaper.
My name is Joshua. I think electronic books are more accessible nowadays, especially with how technology has grown. So I feel like they've become more popular in recent years compared to physical books. I would say at the start of COVID, I would say paper books. But as we transition through online, I would say ebooks now. I think it's just the convenience of having it on my screen while I'm doing my work. So it's a lot easier, yeah.
Hi, I'm Shivka. I'm a fourth year here at SFU. Ooh, I love a good paper book, but I do find myself using more ebooks recently just because it's more convenient and easy to read on the go. Like when you're on the bus, you don't have a whole thick book with you, just having your iPad and scrolling through, that's so much easier. But like the smell of the paper, if you know what I mean, from a real book, that's something I truly enjoy.
And the feeling of the writing is totally different from...
Yes, I feel much more connected to a book when I have it like physically in my hand as opposed to it just being like on my iPad. So yeah, it differs with papers too. Like when you're reading them for class, I read a lot because I'm in health sciences. And if I'm reading the actual paper in my hand, I'm like much more likely to remember it than just that on my iPad. So it's definitely different.
What is your opinion about paper book and electronic books?
My name's Sakaraj Garcha. I've only used online textbooks so far. This is my first semester, and I would say they're a lot easier, at least like in grade 12 when I'd have to be flipping through pages to find stuff. With e-textbooks, I can just hit Command F and like find the spot I'm looking for. So it's a lot more convenient.
How about paper book?
I feel like it's a lot more work and you have to carry them around, things like that. I'm not really a fan of them.
My name is Imani. I personally like electronic books a lot more. I would say just because I use all my technology, so I can bring my textbooks everywhere and not have like the heavy weight in my bag. I like paper books because I can write in them and I just like the feeling of them, but they are heavy and also more expensive usually. So I do kind of miss the paper writing. So I got a paper screen protector for my iPad, so then it kind of feels like paper, but I do really like the paper writing, which is kind of something I miss about the electronic books, I think.
I think it was really timely interview, because these days students often carry an iPad rather than a physical books. I also prefer e-books as someone who has been really good at using iPads since high school. It is too easy to carry, contain a lot of materials at once, and it reduces the hassle of printing. Still, when I prepare tests, I mean when I solve pre-test questions, I always study by printing a paper because we have tests with a paper. So I feel I can concentrate better and it's more appropriate for the real test environment. Anyway, let's move on to the next part. I pick the next song, Wonderful Christmas Time by Lizzie Thomas. From what month do you listen to Christmas carols? I usually start to listen to carols when the cold wind starts blowing around October. Actually, I'm too excited during the period of waiting for Christmas. Listening to carols, decorating trees, making appointments, and going out with my friends for eating delicious foods. When it comes to Christmas Day, it doesn't seem to feel real. I think it's fun to be excited and prepare for the days while waiting for Christmas. So, with Christmas just around the corner, I prepared a Christmas song full of jazz. Let's hit play on it right away.
dream to get a hold on what I know, what I know.
second coming. In my car with the engine running, while everybody paid their dues. Now I'm walking like a stranger through your town, with everything shut down.